This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. We'll start with an uneasy day for schools in Dallas and others across the country. 2 days after Los Angeles schools closed down because of threats, districts in Dallas, Houston, and Florida decided to stay open after receiving similar threats. Pinkston High School and Eladio Martinez Learning Center in West Dallas were searched and given the all clear. We hear from Dallas students in another school to see how they're holding up. A number of Dallas schools have been locked down this year because of different threats. It didn't happen this morning because officials gave a thumbs up before sunrise. Segoville High Junior, Melby Calderon, says this is getting old.
Oh, the school's going on lockdown. Ugh, we all know nothing's going to happen. If there's a threat, it's just a call for attention. If something were to happen, it would just happen. The thing is, if you're going to shoot up a school, if you're going to blow up something, you don't want people to know because you don't want them to stop you. That's your only cause. If there's a threat, then 9 times out of 10, it's going to be fake.
Then again, says AP History classmate Trina Jones, you can't know for sure.
There are people who think that the threats are real. They may be real, they may not. You never know, but every threat should be held, like, seriously.
Dig a little deeper, and broad threats become very personal.
My mom shouldn't watch the news one night and have to worry about me going to school the next day.
Alex Banda is a 16-year-old in Segoville High.
And I shouldn't have to worry about my little brother and little sister's security at their elementary school either. Because, you know, the school is supposed to be a safe place where we teach our next generation how to be a person.
Kids in this class liked that officials spent all night investigating the threat before giving the all clear. Michael Casserly praised them, too.
What we can't do is start shutting everything down every time somebody says boo.
Casserly is executive director of the Washington, D.C.-based Council of Great City Schools.
We do have to be vigilant, and we do have to make sure that the safety of the kids is always the first priority.
Some in the 11th grade history class at Segoville said if those who made the threat turn out to be Dallas ISD kids, they should be tried as adults. 16-year-old Kyra Hulu said these threats have gone too far.
We need to do something to stop it. I mean, a lot of people propose gun control, and then a lot of people are opposed to that, like, you can't take my guns and things like that, but why should you feel like you have to arm yourself everywhere you go to feel protected?
The good news out of all this? Nothing came of the threats made this week at schools here and across the country. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.